everybody. This is Dan Walker. Welcome to the March edition of Sales Rep Radio to Go. Can you believe we're wrapping up Q1 already? I don't know if it's just me, but this quarter's flying by at light speed. And of course, the question is, are you on track so far? Sure hope so. In fact, I hope you're ahead of plan. But no matter how we're doing, we can always use a little kick in the momentum, right? And this edition of Sales Rep Radio to Go is just the ticket. My co-host Susan Anderson and I have the news and views you need to kick it into high gear. And it all starts right here, gang. Let's get rolling.
Hot tips, Sales Rep Radio.
Stop number one on our tour of the country is Seattle. We were just talking about sales going according to plan and being successful, but do you in fact really even have a plan? You know, a goal line you can focus on every day? Well, sales consultant, trainer, and author Andrea Sittig-Rall says it's really the most important thing, and she's got a very interesting way of approaching your goals. Let's find out more. Andrea, welcome into Sales Rep Radio to Go.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Andrea, your program for sales achievement is called the Blitz Experience. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The Blitz Experience is an activity-based sales training program, and it's designed to hone the prospecting and appointment-setting skills of the salespeople who participate. And what makes it unique is that in addition to learning techniques regarding cold calling and scheduling appointments, the salespeople are actually practicing those techniques on real prospects during the training, resulting in a list of brand new opportunities at the end of the day. They're able to actually fill their pipeline with new opportunities.
So we get to earn while we learn. That's good. Now, many of us, Andrea, are given quotas by the home office, but all too often we get these quotas without much direction in how to achieve them.
Well, part of what's tracked are the call ratios. Each of the salespeople are given the worksheet that keeps track of the number of calls, the number of times they connect with a decision maker, the number of appointments they schedule, the number of voicemails that they leave, and even the number of times they hear no. And so all of those numbers are tracked so that at the end of the day, the salesperson can look at that and have a snapshot and say, okay, in 4 hours of making phone calls today, here were my ratios. For example, I made 70 phone calls. Maybe I reached 40 decision makers. I scheduled 10 appointments. I left 30 voicemails and I heard no 20 times, something like that. And by understanding their own personal ratios and the skill level that's involved, they can then determine the activity that's required to meet their income goals and their new account goals.
All right, Andrea, you advocate keeping a spotlight on practically every sales move we make during the course of a day. But let's say the company we work for doesn't offer us any help in the area of tracking our success. What can we individually do?
Well, the first thing you do is start by tracking your own numbers. You can even make up your own worksheet just by simply having the columns of calls, connects, appointments, voicemails, and no's. Those are basically the things you would track. And what you really need to do is just set aside the time each week in your calendar. And if that's an hour a week, 2 hours a week, whatever it is, you literally need to schedule an appointment with yourself that you don't cancel or reschedule. You just say, okay, you know, Tuesday afternoons and Thursday mornings, that's when I'm going to be on the phone. That's when I'm going to make my prospecting calls. And you close your door and you put a sign that says, I'm in a meeting, don't interrupt, and you just focus on making those prospecting calls. And if you do that consistently, you will avoid the peaks and valleys that salespeople so often have in the sales cycle. And it will help to maintain the consistency by continuing to keep a full pipeline of new opportunities. You have to be really disciplined and just say, this is an important time. I've got to schedule these calls and make these calls on a consistent basis, no matter how busy I get, no matter how much business I close, because you can literally predict if you spend a lot of time closing business and you're not prospecting based on your own sales cycle, whether it's 30, 60, 90 days later, you are setting yourself up for failure later. If you're too busy closing business and doing other things and you're not prospecting, then at the end of the sales cycle several months later, you're not going to have any business because you haven't filled the pipeline in the beginning.
Make the commitment to yourself and be disciplined. Now, you also have the means by which for us to calculate our level of activity in order to hit a certain income. Can you explain that process for us?
Sure. So let's say a salesperson wants to make six figures, so we'll, you know, 100 grand, put that number, you know, on the page. Then what they need to do is figure out, okay, what is the average sale worth to me in terms of income. So you determine what that is, how the number of deals that $100,000 in income would represent. And then you simply need to work backwards. If it's, say it's 20 deals in a year to get you that income level, you'd say, okay, to get 20 deals, how many proposals do I need to submit? And let's say that's 20 proposals. Okay, well, to have the opportunity to submit 20 proposals, how many appointments do I need? Well, maybe you need 50 appointments, and then you work backwards from there. So of those appointments, how many times do I have to connect with the decision maker, and then ultimately how many phone calls do I need to make? So you're working backwards from here's the goal ultimately that I want, and if I work backwards from there, it's scientific. I can determine the number of calls that I need to make every day or every week to hit that goal based on my own skill level and my own call ratio. Now you've got, you know, what the Blitz experience training is designed to do is to improve the skill level so that it's no longer just about doing the numbers. I mean, yes, that's a very important part of sales, doing the numbers, but imagine if you improved your skill level so that once you connected with the decision maker, now you were scheduling twice as many appointments than you ever had before because you've improved that skill of overcoming objections or getting past gatekeepers. And now you've got more opportunities to meet face-to-face with new prospects. Therefore, you have more opportunities for new business. So what the training is designed to do is to improve that skill level from the connection with the decision maker and then getting the actual appointment. So now instead of making, let's say in the past, you had to make 10 phone calls and connect with 8 decision makers to get 2 appointments, well, maybe now you only need to connect with 4 decision makers to get 2 appointments, and you don't need to make as many calls because you've improved your skill.
So really, we need to be better in 2 areas.
Right. The activity, which is doing the numbers, understanding where you are today. You know, what are my numbers today? And then after you have some training on skill, then you can see how those numbers can improve over time.
So the message this time around is whether on an individual or corporate basis, a key in winning more sales is to stay in tune with your sales structure, monitor activity and results, and make the most of every call. Okay, Andrea, what's your last word on the subject?
You know, I really think that so much of sales and being successful is just discipline. Just having the discipline, having the structure, having the organization, and making yourself do these types of activities on a regular basis, even if it's not once a week, even if it's once a month. And it's like anything else in life, that if you're consistent in trying to reach a goal, you're much more likely to get there than if it's sort of haphazard and you're not consistent.
Andrea Sittig-Rolf, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Sales Rep Radio to Go.
Thank you.